everyone for right up.
Good afternoon. You have tuned in to Paradigm Shifters. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and my paradigm shifter tonight is Laura Sullivan. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Veronica.
Welcome to Paradigm Shifters.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Good. Laura's a hair healer, which is quite a funny thing to say, and yet it's so wonderful what she does. You want to tell us, I'll let you tell what hair healing is, huh?
Well, it's really a holistic healing art. It's not anything to do with conventional cosmetology or hairdressing. It's acknowledging that your hair has vital functions that maybe have been forgotten over the last decades or, you know, even centuries. And we are reactivating people's awareness to their own hair and how hair feels from the inside out. So when what we actually do is perform a healing art called hair balancing or hair syntony. Syntony means balance, attunement, and harmony. And that's the effect that we're creating by doing this sacred geometry pattern on the hair. And it facilitates a greater flow of energy from the meridians in the body, actually up into the scalp and into the hair. And it you can actually measure the difference in life force that comes into the hair and around the person's auric field. You can see a dramatic difference, particularly with Kirlian photography that shows auras, and you can see the dimensions expand, the breaks and leaks all fill in, the colors change. It's really a very powerful healing art, and people have a greater sense of well-being and being integrated and stronger. And it also has in the moment effects, like people come in with migraines sometimes and have them go away in the course of a session, or if they've been burdened with a cold, a head cold or something like that, it often clears. It's a wonderful clearing process, but it's in the realm of holistic healing more than anything else.
Wonderful. And you started off being a massage therapist?
Well, when I first learned this, I was working as an actress in Los Angeles, and I also supplemented my income with massage therapy and other kinds of energy healing, polarity balancing, and that sort of thing.
So you're already in the intuitive healing holistic world.
Yes, yes. That's been pretty fundamental to, you know, my relationship to life.
Good, yeah. Well, who discovered this? This is quite...
Well,
is it new or what?
Well, it's... In this lifetime, William Mercury Yount is the man who actually channeled the information and brought it through. He was also a holistic healing artist, a pretty predominantly massage therapist, but he did a lot of different kinds of body work. And what happened in the early 70s, he was traveling with a group of friends down through Central America, and when he wanted to cross into Costa Rica with his friends, he had long hair at the time, and they were like, no hippies here, you know, no hippie hair. So they insisted he cut his hair, or else he couldn't cross the border. So his friends went on, and he just somehow got a pair of scissors and followed his own inner guidance and how to do his hair, and cut it off short. And when he got to the village where all his friends were, people were astounded at how he looked and the energy around his being. And over the next few months, everybody was like, cut my hair, cut my hair, cut my hair. And he did 200 hair balancings over the next few months.
So do you think it was an awakening that he got?
It was, very much so. And each time he did it, he received more and more information about what this sacred geometry pattern was and how this could affect the healing on the whole person. And, in fact, it was so profound for him that he thought, gee, maybe I'm supposed to do hair. So he came back to the States, and he... enrolled in a conventional hairdressing school, and to his disappointment discovered a lot of what he was being taught in that venue was the opposite of the information he was being, that he was channeling. And so he realized that wasn't what it was he was supposed to be doing, and he just started out on his own presenting the healing art that he was, you know, being guided to offer. And
so if I were to be really clinical and say, okay, so when you go for a normal haircut and they're just cutting it because of the external appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference in the way you cut, the way he taught to cut?
Well, first of all, every single session is unique to the person that we're working with, because we're following the curvilinear structure of their head. Mm-hmm. And we apply this, the sacred geometry pattern is the same for every person, but the angles are adapted to create the different style that they're looking to achieve. And what this is doing is really bringing the inner essence of the person into external expression through their hair. And hair has a lot of vital functions that people aren't aware of. One of the main ones is the stress release organ.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is one of the
reasons. I thought it was a stress-inducing organ.
Well, people experience it that way, particularly when they're under high stress.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder, well, why isn't my hair working? You know, and they go, I'm having a bad hair day. Well, generally speaking, when you're having a bad hair day, it's because you're under stress and your hair is doing its very best to try to release that stress, and therefore it's not behaving the way you're generally accustomed to it being. So
I remember years ago saying, you know, it's funny, when I'm tired, my hair gets tired.
Exactly.
It's right. It's true, isn't it?
It's true. And when you're sick or you're under stress, the hair tends to be duller, flatter. It doesn't usually have the body or the movement that it would normally have. It's because it is working to release stress. In fact, an amazing example of how it works as a stress release organ is right after 9/11, a number of people that I'd seen the week prior to that, and I'd done an amazing job cutting out each and every split end. The hair was perfect. It was in just, you know, the healthiest condition it had ever been. And within 2 to 3 weeks after 9/11, the hair was a mass of split ends again. Because
were these New Yorkers or people over here?
People here, all over the country, because the hair was working double, triple time to cope with the amount of stress people were feeling, experiencing. And if it can't move out through the hair fast enough, it actually ends up breaking and splitting the ends. And so I see that a lot in people when they are under high stress. The hair is actually damaged.
Well, I said to someone, I was very excited that I had a new hair cutter who does sacred geometric haircuts, and they said, well, do you look like a double tetrahedron now? So how does the cut, like, when we say you're cutting according to geometry, how does that work?
Well, there is this, everything is sacred geometry. Every living thing on the planet, you know, from, you know, a blade of grass, you know, to animals and ourselves, of course, are all based on sacred geometry. It's the language of life. It underlies everything. And so what William Mercury Yount was able to bring through was, what is the highest pattern that we can apply to the hair to facilitate really a matrix of energy around the head? It integrates a person's energy, makes them feel stronger and more centered in themselves, and at the same time facilitate the functions of releasing stress and even communicating. Your hair is functioning like antenna.
Mm-hmm.
It has the ability to pick up information, but it also transmits information. Before you get close enough to make eye contact or shake hands with someone new, your hair's already downloaded all this information about you and also picked up information. So we try to assist the client in having that information that's going to be downloaded and that external expression be very harmonious with the inner essence of them that they want to convey to the world.
So how about if somebody's not feeling very well, would they come to you in order to feel better?
Absolutely. And many clients will come even when their hair is looking fantastic still, because these sessions tend to, well, the hair grows out perfectly when it's cut in this very meticulous, balanced way. And so the a balanced haircut will tend to last 2 to 3 times longer than a normal conventional haircut. And so people will come and the hair is still looking fantastic. Nothing's wrong with, no one would say, gee, you need a haircut, but they would feel out of balance. Because once they've experienced what it is to be in balance, they can tell when they're not. A whole relationship is developed with the client and their hair from the inside out. And once they've experienced this feeling of the hair being in balance, they can tell when things, usually stresses in life, are pulling them out of that balance. And they'll come back and just say, just balance me. You know, I don't even care what this looks like. Just balance me, you know, because really, as I say, it's still looking great, but they're feeling that they could be more centered, they could be more integrated, and that's the feeling that they're yearning for, because they've had it before. They know what it is, and they can tell when they're not there anymore. And this is a great healing art that's very relaxing. We're actually stimulating all the acupressure points in the scalp, which has the effect of an all-over body massage, actually stimulating everything in to a deep relaxation. A lot of my clients actually fall asleep while I'm doing this on them.
Great. And he channeled all this, did he?
He did.
But he didn't have to know all those details, or did he? I mean about the meridians and the acupuncture.
No, but he was very attuned to Chinese healing and had studied that as well. But that what was coming through to him was the pattern.
Hmm.
And it just got more and more refined the more he did it over the years. And then he saw how it integrated with all these other aspects of healing that he already knew about. And he just could see that it worked as a, as you said, creating a large matrix around a person.
Yeah. So when you're doing it, do you are you telling?
I am open to this healing energy moving through me. I always do a focusing prayer and meditation with my hands on the shoulders of the client before I begin, so that my energy is completely aligned with theirs, and I open to divine energy working through me as a just a conduit and moving into the client to create the highest healing session possible for them.
And so there are certain, like, I guess what I'd like to know is kind of technical, like how do you cut somebody's hair geometrically? Like the cut itself, what is that?
Yeah. Well, it is something that can be taught. In fact, I do teach. I've done trainings for 12 years.
Oh, really?
And,
where do you do the training?
Well, I've had many of them here in Birch Bay. I've done it in Los Angeles. The last 2 years, I've done it in Germany in the summer for holistic hairdressers there.
And are there a lot of them, I mean, in the world?
No. It's still, still a very small group of people who actually have learned and practiced this healing art. And but it's my intention to really spread it, because it's a marvelous way for a person to take something that's just a regular function of life, caring for one's hair. It's something very few of us can avoid. You know, even the naturally, you know, bald people, they usually have to shave or do something to maintain that. And that's, in fact, perfectly balanced, the bald head. But we can go into that
later. Well, we don't all want to do that.
No, we don't.
No.
So what I'm doing with this pattern that Mercury taught is adapting the angles to create the style that the client wants. So that you can adapt this to pretty much any style, any length, any texture. So that in that sense, it is similar to cosmetology, because people will come in and say, well, I would like my hair to look like this. But the means with which we create that and the effect that is created on how the person feels, and the ongoing effect in terms of how it grows out. The grow out is what's totally different than normal haircuts, because it does, once it's integrated in this balanced fashion, it grows out so perfectly that it keeps evolving into another style and another style and another style as it grows out. And people enjoy the effect of watching their hair transition instead of, you know, after 4 to 5 weeks going, oh no, my hair looks terrible, I have to go back and have it fixed. In fact, people generally enjoy the whole grow-out process, sometimes up to a year or more, without having to have it balanced again. In fact, when I went to Germany this summer, one of the clients came back to me. She had not had anybody touch her hair for over 12 months, and it was magnificent. I mean,
wow.
It was just astounding how beautiful it was. So it's unique in that fashion. Most conventional haircuts are actually, there's a planned obsolescence in there where they're not counting on it looking so good after 4 to 6 weeks, because they like that rotation of having, you know,
having a regular client.
Yeah, to come back and let's fix it up again and, you know, keep maintain it a certain way. But this is closer to actually like topiary or something, where you're cutting a living thing, not for just how it's going to look today, but how is it going to evolve and grow, because it is alive and it will change over time.
So it is a really intuitive art, isn't it?
It is. It is. But I am not using people's hair as a medium for my creation. The conversation first to find out exactly what it is they're wanting is fundamental.
Hmm.
So I'm channeling this information and the pattern to create what the client is wanting.
Hmm.
And so I surrender to that. Even if the choice of what they want with their hair is not what I might think is the highest and best for them, I mean, I'll share my opinion. But ultimately, I defer to what they want.
It just seems really interesting. Okay, so I'm going back to the cut, the technical question.
Yes.
Does that mean that you're cutting the hair so that you might cut it at an, like if you have one hair, you might cut it at an angle front to back or something? I'm looking for the angles,
well,
the geometric shapes here.
Actually, if you were to look at one hair, the ends of it, when you go through from all these different directions, because we're cutting it in many different directions, vertically, horizontally, diagonally, right to left to right, there's a very precise angle at which it's held away from the scalp.
That's part of the answer of what I'm looking for.
Yes, and then we're beveling the ends of the hair. So if you were to look at a single hair, it would be beveled the way a crystal is. Yeah, it's not going to have a blunt end, a cut the way a more conventional cut would have, because you're going through each hair and cutting it again and again and again from these different angles, fine-tuning it. Mm-hmm. And that's what enhances its function as antenna.
Hmm.
Once you have created this crystalline tip to it, it actually enhances its ability to pick up and transmit information.
Do you have any case studies where people became more creative or more? Do you have anything like that?
Well, as I say, it's physically it's quite a healing for people, you know, who come in with various traumas and things. And the trauma is another. Well, it's a condition that a lot of people have with relation to their hair. Hmm. Many people have had really horrific hair experiences over their lives. Sometimes their first haircut was like the worst traumatic experience, where they were forced to get their hair cut before they were emotionally ready for it. Or there are young people who were made by their parents to have their hair in a certain way that they didn't like, they weren't comfortable, either they were made to have it short or they were made to have it long, or whatever it is that they wanted, something else was imposed upon them.
Mm.
And that can be very traumatic for people, particularly if, you know, you're wanting to fit in with your peer group and yet your parents are making you look another way. And and there can also be physical trauma to having a bad haircut from someone. And what this particular
technique...
Well,
it's pretty traumatic to think you look bad for a while, too.
Yes,
you know, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's true, and that's very painful, and people go, oh, it'll grow out. Well, that's not, that's easy to say, but it's still painful to experience. What this will do is actually release the stored trauma that's in the hair and the scalp from things that have happened earlier in your life. Or in my case, I came to discover this because I had the perm from hell. And
you were a performer.
I was a performer. I was opening a play that was going to run for 4 months, and so I thought I would just like to get a nice little body wave to help my hair look consistent for the 4 months. And I auditioned all these Beverly Hills hairdressers, you know, to actually see who did I feel could do what I was looking for. It's just something very gentle. And anyway, this one man I found, I thought he did a great job on the three perms I watched him do. I reminded him that even though I had straight hair, that it did hold a curl when it was set, so he needed to be cautious with how long he left this perm solution on. And he said he knew what he was doing. I said, should sit down and be quiet. He proceeded to burn my hair to a crisp.
Oh, my.
And I had no choice. I mean, this was, my hair was down to my mid-chest level, and I had to have it chopped off to just 2 inches from my scalp.
Wow.
And what was left was actually like a little Brillo pad. It was just horrific.
And were you already in a performance where you had to show up consistently?
Oh, yeah. The play was opening the next week.
And
I didn't have an understudy. And there was, you know, only one female part, and that was me, and then 8 other, you know, males in the play. And so, fortunately, the character did not have to have long hair, so the director didn't make me wear a wig, but it was very traumatic for me, just physically having to chop my hair off and be left with this little chemical frizz ball.
Oh.
So I went to...
That's trauma.
It was trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I had met William Mercury Yant at a tantra workshop, actually, a few months before that. And after this trauma happened to me, I knew I had to contact him, and I did. And I said, clearly I don't need much hair cut off at this point, and I've lost everything, but I need whatever this balancing is that you do, that you talked about. And so he proceeded to balance my hair to the longest length, is what it's called. It didn't take off any more than need be, to just bring it into integrated balance. And as he did the process, I could feel the trauma literally coming out of my hair, out of my scalp. And there was a huge release that happened. And I continued to go to him over the next few months, and after 6 months, all the perm was cut out, and my hair grew in naturally curly, and I've had naturally curly hair for the last about 36 years.
Wow!
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Well, I wouldn't want to go quite that route, but...
Well, not everyone gets curls. What this does is facilitate you developing the kind of hair that you've always wanted. Your intention is fundamental to that. And then this matrix of energy supports whatever your intention is. So some people want thicker hair,
mm-hmm.
and generally I see that takes around 5-6 months for someone, although I've had some clients who have no opposing thoughts in how they talk with their hair daily, and they just are saying, I love how nice and thick you're becoming. I so appreciate this new thickness and volume. And this one woman, she doubled her hair in 2 months.
I'm
quite amazed. Other people want hair that is not as full and frazzy, frizzy, and they want just big, soft waves, and that's the intention they can create. Some people want hair that, like for me, I wanted more of my natural curl. You know, I didn't even know I actually had natural curl, but I wanted curlier hair because I liked that look. So I either used to set it or get perms. And ever since getting it balanced, I've not needed to do either, ever. You know, I just always have
wonderful
hair that's wash and wear. And that's what I like to do, is liberate people from having this stress and struggle around their hair, that their hair can naturally be the highest, easiest to care for, most energetically free-flowing and life-enhancing, you know, possible. And so that it becomes not something that they have to stress and worry about and feel they've got to have all kinds of tools and products to make it look half-decent, but that they can just, you know, wash and go and just feel that very confident that they're always going to look great.
Mm-hmm. What about people who are older? What about their hair? You know, when people lose their resilience, or do they?
Well, that often happens with people, particularly as a result of chemical processing and stress and diet. And so because I'm a holistic health practitioner, I look at all these kind of factors when I'm working with a person. I'm not focused exclusively on their hair. I'm looking at how are all these other aspects of their life affecting their hair, because your hair really is an indicator of what's going on with the rest of you. It shows right off immediately if you're under stress, or if you've got some nutritional problems, or if you're certain medications that people are on will show up in the hair, and you'll see quite a difference either from it falling out, or the texture can change, the color can change. There's just so many things that can happen, and there's a myriad of factors that have to be looked at and analyzed to help a person achieve the results they want.
So you actually have other health products as well to augment your work, don't you?
Well, nutrition is fundamental,
mm-hmm.
Because hair is only getting what's left over.
It's only getting what's left over, I see.
Exactly. And I know this from my personal experience of having lost my hair twice after major surgery. These were surgeries where I almost died and lost, you know, most of my blood. And it took a while to rebuild. And what happens is when you're under any kind of stress, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, your body withdraws energy from your hair. It figures it's not essential that we have hair on our heads. But it is essential to focus that energy on healing and survival. So each time, and I've seen this, of course, happen with many other people as well, but my own personal experience was that as this energy for my survival was focused on my internal organs and whatever I needed just to literally get through these ordeals, my body considered hair not so important at that time. And my hair literally fell out. I lost two-thirds of my hair each time.
Oh, my.
You know, piles of it every
day. Was this quite a while ago?
Well, the last time was 12 years ago, and the time before that was 18 years ago.
Yeah, because you have a nice head of hair right now, I have to say.
Thank you. Well, it always comes back, because when hair loss is stress-related, once the stress is passed, then your body gives energy to hair again. So it's a really nice thing that hair loss is not necessarily permanent, as long as you are giving your body the nutrients it needs and as long as it's not under stress, you can have a nice, healthy head of hair. And I have actually people come to me in their 50s and 60s who've never had the opportunity, say, have long hair, say they've always wanted that or whatever, and I can help them achieve that so they can experience it to the degree that they go, oh, okay, now I've done that, now let's try something else different here. But I really like to support people in living out their dreams with their hair. Because a lot of people have had it reinforce to them that they have to settle for, be stuck with, a particular type of hair based on the fact that, oh, some people will say, well, your hair is thin, you can't do blah, blah, blah.
Can't do anything.
Fine, you can't do anything. And so they believe that. It's just like when a doctor comes and tells a person, well, you've got this terrible diagnosis, you're dying in 6 months. Well, some people will accept that and just, okay, go off and die in 6 months.
Right.
And other people will see that as an opportunity to actually change things. And the hair balance thing is an opportunity to change your whole relationship to your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's a healing art, and you can experience more life force in your whole being, not just your head, when you have your hair balanced.
I should think it actually brings people closer to their creativity.
Well, I believe since hair is such a creative aspect of ourselves, it's a way in which we get to choose how do we want to look and present
mm-hmm.
ourselves, that it does stimulate our creativity.
Because it's freedom, isn't it?
It is.
You did my hair.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not right now, but it was quite curly for a while, which
mm-hmm.
is something I really want. So I'm coming back to you, and we're going to curl my hair. Right? But well, you're right. It's like saying to it every day, thank you for curling, which I haven't been doing, you know.
Exactly. And that's a big factor is talking to your hair, accepting it as the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really like how a person would use an I am statement about themselves, saying, you know, I am successful, I am healthy, I am happy.
I'm curly-haired.
Yeah, I'm in the perfect relationship. Well, the thing with your hair, you want to already give gratitude for it being the hair that you love.
Hmm.
See, I feel like if you love the hair you have, then your hair becomes the hair you love. And so it's really important to act as if in the beginning. And in my case, and I've done this with many, many, many clients that have lost their hair due to stress, it's important to take a picture of how you'd like your hair to be. Put it up on your bathroom mirror, and every day when you're brushing your teeth, washing your face, you can point to it. And you tell your hair, you say, see that? That's where we're heading. And you really just get it on board with you. And hair is used to only getting negative talk
mm-hmm.
to it. It's very rare that people look in the mirror and touch their hair and say, oh, I love my hair. It's so beautiful. I appreciate it so much. It's usually like, oh, stupid hair, bad hair. This is the worst hair in the world.
I wish I had your hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So hair is accustomed to a lot of negative, disparaging talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, if you keep telling your hair it's bad hair, it's thin hair, it's fine. Oh, and that's another thing. Most people think their hair is thinner than the average person. And that's not true. People who come to me and say, oh, my hair's so thin and so fine, generally it's the people who have normal hair.
Mm.
But they develop this mindset, and they keep telling themselves and their hair that, oh, it's so thin, it's so fine, it's too straight, it's too, you know, it's whatever it is people don't like about their hair, they tend to define it in those terms.
You know? So that just bludgeons the hair over and over again, does it?
Well, yes, it makes it very difficult for it to be anything else if you keep saying, oh, it's too thick, it's too thin, it's too straight, it's too curly, it's turning gray, it's falling out. Whatever you least like about it, if you keep defining your hair as such, well, that's what you're going to create, because the hair has little ability to override your declarations about it.
Hmm.
So it's really important to declare that your hair is the kind of hair that you most want to have, and then you facilitate it becoming that.
Is the fellow who first began this, is he still out there doing it?
Yeah. No, unfortunately, one of his passions was to travel around the world going to sacred sites, and on his 40th birthday, he was blessed to meditate in the Great Pyramid in Giza.
Oh, my.
And the next year, he really followed this inner desire to go to Machu Picchu. And it was a very dangerous time. The State Department was warning people not to go to Peru at that time because the Shining Path guerrilla group were killing nuns and priests. Anybody who was not a Peruvian citizen was at risk at that time. And unfortunately, Mercury did consult a channel or guidance person who told him that he would be safe, and she was incorrect, because when he got there the very next day, he was found shot in the head in the ruins of Machu Picchu.
Oh, my.
It was a pretty tragic loss, and that is what pretty much catapulted me into doing it as a career. Up until then, I was working as an actress, but suddenly he was not available, and his clients sought me out, knowing that I had been trained by him. and asked me, please, could I, you know, do their hair? And then there was no one else to really pass on the information and trainings, and I just knew I couldn't allow this work to die with him. So it became my work.
But tell me this, were you actually, let me see now, you were not a hairdresser.
No, I was
How
never...
How long is the training?
Well, I was never drawn to being a conventional hairdresser. I asked to learn this from him because he was so popular in Europe that he was gone sometimes 4 to 6 months at a time. And even though these hair balancings last significantly longer than a conventional cut, sometimes that was a bit long for me. And I was always wondering, is he coming back? When is he coming back? And so I pretty much begged him, you know, to teach me. And he was not really looking to do a training until he was had a lot of world renown and fame. And yet there was one point where he was going to be traveling to the Philippines to study psychic surgery. And he decided that this was something he wanted to, he needed more money to do that trip. And so it was kind of his weak moment financially turned out to be a tremendous gain for me and the world because he decided to do a very small training. There was only three of us in it, and he called me and he said, I am having a training now, you know, if you want to come. And for me, it was most remarkable because when I sat in the class and saw the huge drawings of the pattern, the sacred geometry pattern, it wasn't like I was learning something new. It was I was seeing something that I already knew, and inside myself I was like, oh, I remember. And I don't know, I can't say exactly what lifetime I experienced this, but many other people have come to me in this lifetime feeling a resonance to this other time when we all did this healing art, this practice.
Was it at Atlantis?
Some of us suspect that, but I can't say for sure. I probably should consult someone who has the ability to go back and do that kind of a reading. It feels like it might be, but we did have bodies and we had hair, obviously, so we weren't, it wasn't like...
But it looks free and modern and fairly high-tech, in a way.
Well, it was where the hair was functioning as antenna. So, I mean, I know it wasn't like Lemurian where we had these gelatinous bodies. No, we definitely had hair, and it was in a temple kind of situation. And many people have actually approached me, some hairdressers and some not, saying, I need to learn this. And because having had the experience, it activated something in them where they knew that they also need to have this peace awakened in them in this lifetime. And so it's interesting, the people who are coming together, as I say, some in Germany, some in the States, and we do a training in January in Maui, which is a fabulous training.
How many days is that?
It's 8 days. In fact, the one that is coming up is going to be January 12th to the 20th, and it's a certification training in holistic hair care, but specializing in this hair balancing, hair synteny technology. And a person can actually learn how to do this in the 8 days. It's a very intensive program.
So if you've never cut hair?
You can do it. One of the very best, most accomplished people had never cut hair before in her life.
Hmm.
And she's one of the people I love to have her do my hair because she just knows exactly what she's doing. And even though many, many of the people who come to the trainings are experienced hairdressers, it's not required, and sometimes not having that prior experience makes it easier to learn because you don't have to unlearn other ways of working that sometimes can get in the way of performing this healing art. And
how many people are going to go there?
Well, we can...
Or how many can you handle?
Well, a maximum of 12 can fit in this. It's a special retreat center that we rent, and it's really beautiful. It's near the beach. It's near a sweet little town with great health food store and marvelous restaurants, and it's a retreat center. It's got, you know, beautiful trees and hammocks and lanais, and it's people can choose the accommodations they want in the center, whether they want a room with a shared bath or a room with a private bath or a little studio that would have some private kitchenette too. And so people can make it. Well,
it's a holiday, really.
Yeah, it is a holiday.
A certification holiday.
It is. It is. And people usually like to tack on a few extra days at the end to just to explore and hang out on the island and relax. But the training itself is of a holiday for many people just because you're in this paradise, an incredible paradise. And a lot of what we're doing are excursions into nature that reinforce the sacred geometry aspects of it, where people get to really understand and see how sacred geometry is everywhere in nature. Mm-hmm. And they make these connections. And there's a little bit of a Hawaiian shamanic training worked into this.
Wonderful. So how do people get hold of you if they want to do it? And if there's only 12, you might have to set up another training.
Well, it's possible. We may have to. There is, you can go to my website, which is www.hairsyntony.com. That's HairSyntony.com. HairSyntony.com. Or you can go to, HairGarden.com is my associate, Linda DeLaurier, who's setting up the training, and she lives in Maui. And so you can always go to her site and see the brochure for the training there as well. And one could, call me at 360-371-7330.
360-371-7330.
I mean, that's I can always speak to people personally there and connect them with more of the information, either on my website or Linda's website, and we could get into more of it that way. But it's a fabulous training. They say many experienced hairdressers do it and are amazed at how renewed they feel with working with hair, because conventional hair care can sometimes burn a person out. We're not working with any chemicals. We're not working.
How do you get by without chemicals?
Well, it's not necessary to. We're not doing perms. We bring in the life force to help hair curl naturally. There's a lot of other little tricks that we share in the training to enhance the hair's body and fullness. We educate people about the alternative to chemicals for coloring. There's a whole range of different things that people can do.
What can they do for coloring?
Well, it depends on how chemically sensitive they are. There's a range, and we can't really... I tend to not say, well, this is what one should do, because it's very personal. I mean, there are some people who have good results with henna. There's other people who have terrible results with henna and can use other chemical colorings that have no ammonia, no peroxide, but that have, will give them the desired result they want, but without the harm to their hair and their scalp.
Can you test for sensitivities? Are you able to?
Oh, yeah. Well, we do muscle testing on people. We use pendulums when that's appropriate. Everything is very personalized. There's not like... this isn't a system where we go, okay, this is the protocol for every person. It's really good to be adapted to each and every client who comes in, because each person is unique. Biochemically, they're unique, and that's why with nutritional recommendations we might make, that would be very specific to the individual. The kinds of products that they would use on their hair would be very specific to the individual, mm-hmm. depending on what kind of hair they have. If it's dry, if it's oily, if it's if they're looking to achieve more curl, if they want a smoother look, healthy, life-enhancing products that we turn people on to that can help them achieve their desired results.
Hmm. I'm sort of fascinated at certain levels. Well, the whole thing is very interesting, but I'm thinking mental health must be a great assistance if you worked with people with mental health problems. Is it done
well?
I suppose they don't normally have that opportunity.
Unfortunately, they probably don't. But a number of us volunteer in situations where people can benefit from a treatment like this. I tend to volunteer at the domestic violence shelter here in the county because these women, and this is a pretty this is a situation where women are at high risk. They're being often stalked by their abusers, and they're under extreme stress, and this is sometimes the first opportunity they've had in months to actually sit down and be cared for in a nurturing way, and to just let themselves feel relaxed loved and cared for. And but like every other woman, they will be very concerned about how their hair looks, and they want it to be just so, and that kind of thing. You know, they even under that kind of stressful situation, they have this concern. And they're so relieved to find that whatever it is that they want, that's what I'll be doing. And they have the assurance of other people who work there in the shelter, or sometimes other women who've had the experience who are still residents there, to let them know, oh, no, you can feel safe here. This is not like a, you know, the kind of thing where you can, you know, have your hair destroyed, and, you know, or it's, you'll get something you're not looking for. That you can just really relax. And because it is a stress release experience, the women are really just so relieved as a result. I mean, you can just see the stress pour off of
them.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It must be wonderful. And
yeah.
Children, too?
And children, too. Yeah. They
good
tend
for
to love
you,
it.
Huh?
So, well, it's just fun and very rewarding for me to do that. I always come away feeling enriched by the experience.
I think that's just terrific. Well, I'm sure I just keep thinking about mental health in your head. When I was young, I used to say, when I was little, I'd say, well, it's interesting that people's hair sticks out from their personality. So however their brain works, their hair works. And the way you're talking, I'm going, you know, that isn't so far off, is it?
No, there's a connection, definitely. Yeah.
But that's ideal, is a connection between who you really are and how your hair is.
Mm-hmm.
Is very healing, isn't it?
Yes.
So then you talk about it being the antenna, and we were talking earlier about all the downloads in the universe and so on, eh? So do people actually get really, like, wiser? I mean, if I want you to cut my, I will get my hair cut again.
Yeah.
But the idea of being able to pick up more of the,
you're more sensitive to information, mm-hmm. is what happens. Your sensitivity increases if you choose so. Now, I have some people come to me. I can think of one attorney in particular. He says, look, I don't want to hear about this woo-woo. I don't even want to know about an aura or energetic field, these kind of things. I just love that when you balance my hair, it's just no stress, no worry. I get out of the shower, towel dry, and it's perfect. I can show up in court, and I don't have to ever think about my hair for
right.
months and months. And so that's why a lot of people come. It's just that it's the most effective treatment they've ever had on their hair, where they just, it's one thing they don't have to worry about, and for generally a very long time. And yet other people come for the more healing art aspects of it. So it's all
I find it absolutely fascinating. Also, for a while my hair was wonderful, absolutely wonderful, but now it needs a little repair. So.
Well, that's what happens, because hair is alive and it grows, and if we are healthy beings and we are getting the nutrients we need, then hair grows, so it doesn't stay the same. And hair doesn't grow at the same rate all over the head, which is why it tends to grow out of balance eventually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought it was because there was so much exciting download going on from the universe, and I get so caught up in it, I was messing my hair up.
Well, it could be that, too. I mean, there's a lot of influences that are affecting the hair. So
huge influences, yeah.
And I've seen, I had one client who, she had a little section about a 2-inch in diameter section in the back of her head that always grew twice as fast as the rest of the hair on her head.
How strange.
It was strange. I always wanted to know what is in her brain on that, the other side there, that is, you know, stimulating this particular area to grow so fast. And then there's other oddities, you know, that people go, gee, my hair just grows so fast in the back for some reason. It grows so much faster than the sides. And they don't remember that where they have their ear, the hair is not growing there. So from above the ear down to the chin, that area in the back of the head all has hair on it and is growing. But the hair on the side is growing at the same rate. It just doesn't originate that far down on the face. So it appears to people that the hair is growing slower on the side. It's just that it...
But it is not possible. Is it possible that some parts of your head outside of this woman that we talked mm-hmm. about... But is it possible that it's growing slower in somebody's, the side of someone's head, that their temporal lobe is working less?
It's possible, but really what people are usually noticing is that the back seems to be longer faster, but it's really because there's another 4 inches growing down in the back that isn't comparable on the sides, because we have the ears there. And so it is growing at the same rate. It just appears longer, faster, because it's hanging lower. But then people will come in and say, it's my bangs. My bangs are growing so fast. Everything else is fine. So it's almost one of those, like, Murphy's Law thing. The part that you don't want to grow the fastest.
And the part that you're worried about is going to respond to your worry, right?
Yeah, or the thing that you just wish would stay the same, it seems to grow too fast. The part that you want to grow, it's like, why isn't this part ever growing? You know, so, but a
how
lot
long
of this,
have you been doing this?
26 years.
Wow, that's great.
And it is just a passion for me. I just love it. The more I do it, the more I love it. It's so fulfilling because while I'm doing this work, the energy is running through me. And I notice even if I'm tired or if I was starting to feel a little run down or, you know, getting cold or something, while I'm doing the work, I am feeling fantastic. And then once I'm done with the session, I might go back to feeling tired or like, oh, this cold is coming on or something. But when I'm doing the work, the energy that is flowing is so healing for me and the client that it's always an uplifting experience. I just never get burnt out with this the way I hear conventional hairdressers get burnt out with doing their work over years. They get kind of, it's just not fulfilling in the same way.
How many conventional hairdressers do you know that are switching over because they want this?
There aren't too many who actually know about it yet. It's not something that we've really advertised or put out in a big way. Although,
why not?
Well,
because it's a healing art, maybe?
I've just always worked by law of attraction. And so those people who seek me out, who find me and come to me and want to train with me, I always make myself available to them.
Well, that worked for me because I was in a new environment here in Bellingham. And I said to the universe, I got to find somebody to cut my hair, at which point I got an email from Elizabeth from Florida who said, I have to tell you, there's a woman who does hair balancing. She lives right near you. That was 5 minutes after I hollered at the universe.
And that's amazing because I hadn't seen Elizabeth in years and years and years and certainly not up
She's
here.
She's listening to the show. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for facilitating this wonderful connection here. But that's how it is. It's just kind of a law of attraction brings the right people together. But now we're at a point, you know, with Linda, we really want to see this work get out to the world in a much greater way. And so I personally don't like administering trainings and all that part. I had done it for a number of years here, and I said a prayer a couple of summers ago. I said, God, if you want me to continue to share this work, please find someone who's willing to organize and set up the trainings for me, and I'm more than happy to continue teaching because I love sharing that part of it. And shortly after that, Linda, who had not been, she had taught one training with me many years before, like 12 years before, and then had really just been working on her private practice and having a child and raising a child and all this, she calls me and says, Laura, I really feel it's time to bring this training to Germany, and I want to have trainings here in Maui, and you know, would you like to do that? And I was like, yes, thank you, God, here it is. So we are going to bring it out in a bigger way. You know, we're actually, for the first time, listing it on Craigslist that we're going to have this training. Yeah, we've never done that before.
This Maui training?
The Maui training.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
but I think it's maybe going to be 12 people isn't very many.
No, because, well, this is not like, you know, doing a, you know, big Tony Robbins workshop or something like that where you see hundreds of people. It's very hands-on and intensive. You can't really have many students because it needs a very small student-teacher ratio. You have to really watch what they're doing precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like massage where they can be sort of in the neighborhood and learn more and more over time. You have to notice that the students are holding each and every section of hair precisely the way it needs to be held at the exact angle in order to create this result. You don't get the matrix if anything is a little bit off. So it's a very, very precise system. And once you learn it and you have the sacred geometry pattern down, then the artistry is adapting it to the different styles and it becomes, you know, tremendously, infinitely creative.
And it's also attunement, right?
It's attunement. And you are attuning a person to their own hair, to what it feels like from the inside out. You're attuning to your environment. It's a wonderful support to how you live in the world when you have your hair balanced or attuned.
Oh, I'm coming for a haircut very soon. This has been Laura Sullivan, and I know that you have you go to L.A., you go to Seattle, you go to L.A., and obviously Maui. Would you like to give some phone numbers so people can find you?
Sure. And my L.A. office, and I, although I've been working there 26 years, I go four times a year now because most of the clients find every 3 months is what's perfect for them. So my L.A. office is, the number is 310-398-9196. That's 310-398-9196. And I am in Los Angeles, just in from the marina, and in Santa Barbara and Ojai when I'm there. It's I do a little two-week visit. For the next time I'll be going is next Monday, in November 4th. And I go February, May, August, and November. And then I'm in Seattle almost every weekend, Sundays, and half a day on Monday. And that number is 206-660-5958. And people can also reach me at the number that my home number in Birch Bay, which is 360-371-7330. And so at any of those numbers, people can.
And your website is hairsyntony.com.
Correct.
Spell that out?
Yes. H-A-I-R-S-Y-N-T-O-N-Y. Syntony. And syntony sounds, it rhymes with symphony, but it's syntony, and it's from the Greek word syntonos, meaning balance, attunement, and harmony.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be making my appointment and coming in for another balanced brain, balanced body, balanced hairdo. Thank you so much for being on the show, Laura.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're a wonderful paradigm shifter. All right, I would like, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'd like to remind you that we have another paradigm shifter next week. Next week's guest is Gay Hendricks of the Consciousness and Relationship. Gay and his wife, Kathleen, have been writing books on conscious relationships for 30 years, and I think his latest book, I know his latest book is called Five Wishes, and you can look that up on the web, but he's a wonderful speaker, so we'll be talking to him about his latest book. And we'll pick his brains about how to keep your consciousness in your relationship, but we might all get our hair cut first because it'll be easier that way, won't it? So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to say thank you so much for... Oh, we have a minute or two anyway. We have two more minutes to talk.
Oh.
Let's talk about something.
Well, I realized that I was looking at my notes that I did forget to mention one of the benefits besides your hair looking great and lasting so long and being wash and wear and all that and enhancing the curl and wave. It does reduce hair loss, and that's the thing that...
Oh, I meant to ask you about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's of keen interest to both men and women as we get into our later years because a lot of hair loss is due to stress and also not enough energy and nutrients getting into the scalp. So when this whole matrix is done on the head, the muscles in the scalp relax, and when they relax, the follicles can plump out and hold the nutrients to nurture healthy hair growth. And so that's one of the main reasons people used to go to Mercury in the early days, is just because they didn't want to lose their hair. And it works amazingly well.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I think this is very fascinating because the hair is so important. Now, what about Samson and Delilah?
Oh, well, that's, again, comes from the...
In case you don't know, it's a Bible story where she cut his hair off and he lost his power, right?
Exactly, because hair does facilitate power and energy. And so people have experienced this themselves. If their hair was badly cut, they feel diminished and they feel not their full self. And if the hair is cut really well and it's in balance, the person feels stronger and in their own power and energy.
And vital.
And vital.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we had that last 2 minutes, because if you want to deal with hair loss, call Laura. I felt like I wanted to take the training. Isn't that hilarious? I never thought I'd want to.
Well, it's very life-enhancing for anyone, even if you don't intend to do it professionally.
Yeah, I think it's just very, very exciting work. I love it. Thank you so much for coming, Laura. And thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next. I'll talk to you Thursday night with Jackie Salvitti on ET Healing. And I'll talk to you next Tuesday on Radiance by Design at 4 West Coast time, and Paradigm Shifter with Gay Hendricks at 5 o'clock West Coast time. So many blessings, much love to all of you, and pass it on. See you next week.